Information system architecture design. Information system architecture is like any type of architecture in that it consists of the detailed plans, drawings, and standards that carefully define the structure of the things being designed. An information system architecture maps out the specifics of how information is gathered, stored, shared, used, and updated/retired. A well-designed architecture enables a high velocity of information. The velocity of information is the ease and speed involved in creating, compiling, transferring, understanding, analyzing, and using information. Poor velocity of information constrains the degree of efficiency and effectiveness a supply chain's functions can achieve. The definition of the information system architecture states that it should reflect the architecture of the organization. This implies that if the organization wants to change its basic architecture, say, from a department focus to an extended process focus, its information system architecture will also need to change. If it does not, older technology architectures could prevent the changes from succeeding. Therefore, supply chain managers review an organization's information system architecture at a high level so they can assess if it needs to be changed or upgraded to facilitate a specific supply chain strategy. Supply chain network design and configuration include information flow design and major sourcing decisions. A key goal of network design and configuration is to promote efficiency. This is done by positioning and managing inventory effectively and using resources appropriately. Since the information system architecture enables various departments and external partners to become a unified whole, supply chain information system architecture design is addressed here at the big picture or roadmap level. A technology roadmap is a brief document or whiteboard that sets out overall priorities and high-level plans for a given large-scale process, such as supply chain design. The various elements can be reprioritized or changed as needed. Some roadmaps include graphical representations showing the current state and the future state. Specific parts of the roadmap then are enacted using project management. Since information strategy is closely tied to overall network design and configuration, we will show how organizations may go in different directions with their information systems, depending on whether their competitive basis is efficient, for example, cost basis or lean, responsive, customer focused, and or some other 1009 of priorities. Information system architecture. Exhibit 2-13 provides a roadmap of how the elements of the information systems are designed in parallel to the organization's strategic and tactical plans for the organization and extended supply chain. Exhibit 2-13, Organizational and Information System Architectures. Let's look at each of the categories in Exhibit 2-13 more closely. Organizational strategy. Like all other parts of the supply chain design for all information systems and technology should be based on and align with the organization's overall strategy. If a company's focus changes, the information system architecture should then be changed or upgraded to facilitate the new supply chain strategy. Information strategy. The information strategy translates the organization's strategy into commitments to treat information systems as strategic investments, and it sets guiding principles, priorities, and common goals for network design. The results of the information strategy are reflected in a high-level end-to-end vision of the information system structure. Similarly, the extended supply chain strategy is translated into a strategic vision for the extended supply chain. A gap analysis is performed with key willing partners to compare the existing systems of supply chain partners with what is envisioned. And a model for the extended enterprise is developed in consultation with partners to resolve existing gaps. Information content definition. Information content definition involves making decisions on what data need to be collected, how they will be collected, how their accuracy will be maintained, and how they will be stored, accessed, controlled, analyzed, and retired. For the extended supply chain, it involves business modeling, which maps the dynamics and interactions of each supply chain partner. Extended supply chain business modeling includes decisions such as what market segments are being targeted, how performance will be measured, how profits will be shared among partners, and how products will be distributed. Supply chain infrastructure is evaluated based on these decisions. This includes determining the appropriate number of facilities, warehouses, plants, the size and location of each facility, the allocation of space for products within the facility, sourcing requirements, distribution strategies, information policies and controls. Information policies and controls are the agreed upon methods to be used in information infrastructure design, daily operations, and continual improvement initiatives to ensure that the organization's data and software systems perform as expected. Information systems use data and cost collection to see if the supply chain is an efficient channel for product or service distribution. Controls provide oversight against system misuse and assist with auditing. Governance of information systems and policy compliance will require training and ongoing management support. For the extended supply chain, the issue is enabling the desired levels of communications and security. Collaboration between partners involves coming to agreement on how networking and data sharing will occur by settling on common information policies and work processes. It also involves determining the roles of partners in establishing data repositories and communications methods. Plans should be designed to be reviewed and adapted as situations change. Information infrastructure design. Information infrastructure design involves determining how to translate policies and controls into a cohesive and cost-effective information system that minimizes data duplication and errors, provides access to information at all necessary internal and external points, and supports effective analysis and efficient transaction processing. This is a level at which detailed decisions are made on how to perform networking, what software to use to best achieve strategic goals, and how to configure the hardware and software for optimum flexibility and growth. Decisions may include how to leverage existing systems, analysis of the costs and benefits of leasing versus purchasing, upgrading or replacing software, and decisions on the use of interface devices and communications tools, databases, networks, software, and configuration. Specific decisions on databases/clouds, information networks, software, and configuration are made following design approval, including use of existing systems, decisions to upgrade or add technologies, specific vendor search and selection, etc. Decisions on databases and database management systems, including clouds, are critical to the ability of the organization to maintain the integrity, availability, and usefulness of data for decision making. Data for extended supply chains must allow fast access while remaining synchronized. Depending on how databases are designed, they can enable or hinder internal and external integration and external collaboration. Quality data repositories can be a true source of competitive advantage. Poor data or poor access can cause users to distrust and discredit otherwise useful systems. Similarly, networking, software choices, and configuration decisions should be selected to fulfill business requirements while providing a positive return on investment. Information infrastructure change. Supply chain network design should include plans for continual system change and improvement for the internal and extended supply networks. Action plan schedule and prioritization. The results of regular strategy update sessions, tactical system improvement sessions, and operational gap analyses should result in IT action plans for both the organization and the extended supply chain. These plans should prioritize development efforts and expenditures, create projects and tasks, and include feedback mechanisms to assess project success. Specific cross-functional teams should be responsible for these plans.